Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thursday Night Noise, Episode 9, Strippers, Part 2. Now, working only for your tips and generous applause, Emmy-nominated producer Toby Walworth. Take it away.
So I went down to, what was it called?
Taboo.
Orange County's Finest Gentlemen's Club, because they don't like to call them strip clubs. I'm going to do some voices, not to be inoffensive, but just so you can tell who's who. In my experience, the managers, owners of most strip clubs are of Persian or Middle Eastern descent. And yet, their names are always Mike or Joe. the guy that runs Taboo.
Mike Falafel.
26 letters on his business card, but his name...
Joey Cobb-Kalash.
Come here, Mike. So, I meet with Mike, and... It's like every TV commercial conversation I'd ever had anyway. They want their strip club to look very classy. They want their strip club to look very sexy. They want their strip club to look like it's not in an industrial park in Anaheim.
Which is where it is.
Is exactly where it is.
Yeah.
So I come up with this concept to do a commercial. Concept isn't even really the right word, but basically, because, you know, it's for basic cable. You can't show any nudity. You can't show anything really super suggestive. There's a reason that you can't put these places on the air. Also, strip clubs largely deal in cash. Getting a check out of a guy that runs a strip club is just about as hard as getting a stripper's phone number.
Did he pay you with a huge stack of singles?
No, but this guy had a pimp roll. It was not even to be believed. Like, he had a guy that carried his money for him. That's how big it was. And it was just a huge amount of cash.
Was it like the giant check money, or you just made a lot of money?
No. It was a lot of money. It was regular size money, but a lot of it.
Two strippers didn't come out holding a giant check.
Like you just won a golf tournament or something?
But here's the bummer thing, right? So I go in, and I kind of go through the whole motion. Like when I used to work for the company, I go through the motions of, I got to do this, I got to do this, I need a deposit, it's going to be this much. And the guy kind of raises his eyebrows and I tell him how much it's going to be, and I think it was about $800, because that's how much the cable company used to charge for these commercials, and that's not very much money. So when the guy like whips out this huge roll of cash, I realize I could have said $2,800, and I don't think he would have blinked. So I was already bummed. I'm going to go in there to shoot two separate days. The second day, I need someone to go help me. I take our good friend Justin.
Because I do that for my friends.
Right on.
Go to strip clubs?
You were also employed.
You also leave them behind, too.
It is a monumental sacrifice to look at boobs for free and get paid.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Clearly, when we're at the strip club, we can't put nudity on television, so it's all about being sexy. So, Justin... Yeah.
Well, when we were there, Mike Falafel was there.
Mike Falafel.
First of all, he was waiting for the strippers that he told to be there at a certain time.
Yeah.
And both of them were late, and he was bitching
about
that.
Well, no, there were supposed to be four or five of them.
Be four or five. Like, one or two of them dumped out and said, oh, I'm not doing that. Screw you. I don't really feel like it.
Yeah.
So one showed up that was extremely randy. You don't often hear that word, but randy. She was very randy.
She probably say horny.
Horny. She flat. Horny. No, randy. I don't know. She flashed her boobies once or twice, just standing
there. A stripper?
Just while we're hanging out, yes.
Wow.
But during the prep and the setup for the commercial.
No.
The veritable fluffing.
What you're about to talk about, that was afterwards.
Was it after?
That was after. Because what happened was...
That makes...
Yes,
We were standing discussing what we were going to shoot, and I had the camera on this contraption so I could do this handheld. I had a thing. It's a steady tracker. It's basically... It's like an offset weight, so it kind of, you hold the camera and it kind of stays balanced in the right way up. And the girls arrive and they're all very late, and Mike is just like, go get ready. And he's pointing to go to the changing room and get ready right away. And he keeps talking to me. He goes, I'm sorry, they're very unprofessional. These girls, they're crazy and they're not very professional. So she comes out, and she comes out topless, wearing like a teeny tiny little red bikini brief. And giant red heels. And she comes and she stands right next to me. I mean, like, closer than Andy and Justin are right now to each other.
Which is about 3 inches.
And she's right next to me. And she's having a conversation with me about, so what am I going to do? And I can't...
Talk to girls.
I don't talk. I don't stand... I don't stand next to naked ladies very often. I try to explain to her she's going to have to go in the other room. She's going to have to put on a T-shirt. She can't. And she goes, and very like one of the Lander sisters, you know, like that ditzy kind of.
Well, which one?
The ditzy one.
Judy.
Judy.
Not Audrey.
Not Audrey. Okay. I don't know. The stable one. Audrey. She's like, why don't you think I'm pretty?
You know what? If any girl said that, oh that voice, no.
I was looking at her and I'm like, well, I'm like, I think you're beautiful, but you know, I we're doing the commercial and we can't show you naked, so you got to go cover up. So she goes away and covers up. She comes back and this is like the minimum, like, you know, like she's wearing like a baby tee, like from a baby. It was it, that thing her. Was stretched. I don't know what it was made out of, but like the astronauts should have it,
baby,
because it was so. It was like a second skin.
Astronauts. Yeah.
So we
falafel.
Shoot.
Baby.
All right, hold on. Get it out of your system.
Oh, it's ruined. I'm sorry, but Mike falafel. It's killing me.
Okay, she's wearing a baby tee.
So she's wearing the baby tee. So we get her in the on the dance floor. I keep thinking of it like a fighting ring because it felt like that. But we get her on the dance floor, and we get two other girls to all dance with her at the same time. And apparently, this is like a defiance of the natural laws of stripper, because they didn't know how to dance on the floor with other people there. Do you remember that, Justin? You remember what a big deal that was? Because it's like,
what, like
all
together?
all three of you get on the stage.
Talk about like line dancing?
All at the same time. No, because it was like, it was big enough for, you can dance right here, you dance right here, you dance right here, and I'm going to weave in and out, I'm going to weave, and you're all kind of like, ooh, to do, you know, doing the whole, don't.
They're not used to sharing the spotlight.
Used to sharing the spotlight, and also with those
big, clunky
heels.
There wasn't cash involved, so they suddenly forgot how to dance.
That's right.
They get confused when it's not raining
that's,
singles.
You know,
on
yeah, when there's no money involved, they don't know where to look.
Yeah, it's true.
So, you know, so I held like a dollar over my head while I was dancing, and they would just, So we shoot the whole thing, and it came out nicely. Do you remember? And I mean, one of the other strippers actually wasn't a stripper. She was the dancer that teaches the stripper new moves, but she showed up. So I said, you know, you're on the stage. So after we're done and we're standing there, we've got to record the all three of the dancers are all going to say the one line in the whole commercial. So before we get to that point, I'm talking to Mike Falafel about, okay, Mike, that went really well. Now we're going to go over here and we're going to record the one line of dialogue. So while Mike is like, that was really good. You had the thing with the moves. It was very smooth. You know your stuff. And I'm like, well, thank you very much. And
I think
then,
he should end every sentence with, I'm Mike Falafel.
I'm Mike Falafel.
This is very good.
You are very good videotaping of the dancing girls, and I was very impressed. And I'm Mike Falafel.
I'm Mike Falafel.
And so, and then the girl that we'd had the most trouble with, the crazy stripper, Justin, why don't you say what she did?
The Randy one. She was very fun and bubbly and randy, and she was very...
Randy the stripper.
When she was reading her lines, when you told her to read her lines, she was saying X-rated dirty things into the microphone.
And Justin was monitoring the mic. He had the headphones on so that he could hear her.
Because you said, say it like you're saying it to Justin.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
But do you remember what she was doing across, because she was sitting facing you, Justin?
What was she doing? Was she like
touching herself,
was she?
There was touching.
Yes.
There was touching.
Herself or
Are
Justin?
You all right, Toby?
Of an inappropriate nature.
There was touching.
Touching herself also, or touching Justin?
Except she was looking at Justin. I'm sitting right next to her, but she's looking at Justin. And I'm like, he gets the show. He just carries the stuff.
But he's the actor.
I'm the brains in the outfit.
Brains never get delayed.
Not getting laid, that was for sure.
But, so, do you want to say your line, your response to her? I'll tell it, and you say what you
said. I will. This is going to be a reenactment.
Justin will be playing the part of the stripper.
The crazy stripper.
Crazy stripper. Crazy Randy stripper.
Crazy.
And Toby will be playing
crazy
himself.
Crazy Randy stripper.
Hit it.
She's standing about 5 feet from Toby, and she walks towards him, puts her hands on his balls.
She just grabs him.
Wow, that's...
And
that's
looks him in.
She's
got a big
hand.
Yeah.
Got a big hand.
Looks him in the eye and says, have you ever worked with a hard-on before?
Nice.
And Toby said,
not today, but thank you.
It was, I've never been more proud of Toby in my whole life. He burned.
And she double clutched. She grabbed and made sure she
double
had a
clutch.
Yeah. And that's one of my proudest moments, and unfortunately, like, the last really hot bit of action I got.
Don't forget, now,
come on, come on, come on, come on. waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Two chicks and a dude.
Come and knock, dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take it. Step at his new.
Take a step at his new.
We've a lovable space that needs your space. Three's company too.
Be-doo, be-doo, doo.
You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Come on our rendezvous.
Come on our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Whoop.
If you loved any version of this podcast, or if you just liked it, you send an email to thesmartpatrol.net@gmail.com. Thank you very much, pudding.